know you love Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, that's probably one of the few that I do really like.
J-Lo out of that song?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I mean, she's got some earworms. They're not...
Turn the music up, let's feel that sound.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Okay.
I gotta tell you, this is like the worst seat in your house to sit in.
That chair.
Because not only am I on a stool,
yeah,
which is fine. Mm-hmm. I think it looks better for the podcast, but it's just like a stool. Mm-hmm. But then I've got this mirror that I stare at my fat ass in. And I just, anytime I look to my right, it's just like, oh, God.
Stop. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of
Yeti.
Yes, I'm talking to you. She's the incomparable Nina Blanco.
Hello, and this is Dubs.
That's what they call me sometimes, some people, every once in a while. And with Yes, I'm talking to you, we give some people a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And we normally start with you, me, and we, but I just wanted to compliment Nina on her incredible outfit today. Incredibly dressed up.
Yeah, a little bit.
I wonder what that would be for.
I look like I'm going to a holiday party with like the velvet and everything.
You do have a little velvet on there.
And I got red nails. If I had like red lipstick on, I'm ready for a holiday party.
You could go Christmassy
right there.
Which is actually interesting. When we go you, me, and we normally start with you, but I kind of wanted to jump in and take the floor here.
Okay.
Because what I wanted to complain about is holiday parties.
Oh, okay, let's do it. Let's talk about holiday parties.
I can't fucking stand them.
Really?
Oh, they're so bad.
It's rare you swear on this podcast, too, by the way.
Oh. First of all, so our friend Beardo, apparently having a holiday party up for his company, and he's like, I have never created more anxiety for somebody than trying to figure out, help my girlfriend figure out what she's going to wear.
Oh.
To the company holiday party.
I had to deal with that too.
Are you going to a company holiday party for the boy?
They're actually not having one this year.
Oh,
because they've been expanding their team this year, and they have so many people that they're not sure that they can pay for a holiday party for this many people. So I think they might be doing gifts, maybe like a luncheon or something instead.
I mean, we try not to talk about his employer, but it's like a big company.
It's a big company, I know.
They can't pay for a holiday party?
I don't know. Or maybe they just don't want to plan it because they're going to have to coordinate it for a lot of people. They've hired a lot of people this year.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
So. But I mean, come on. Like, aren't they terrible?
I like them. The boy hates them.
I have such a hard time because, like, I do want to hang out with people from work, but I definitely don't want to hang out with anybody from work who doesn't want to hang out with me. And that's what holiday parties are. Like,
well, they can go to the other side of the room. What are you talking about?
No, but, like, people feel like they have to go to holiday parties and they don't want to be there. And then it's just like, let's see if we can create some fun. And it's like, oh, let's draw white elephant prizes and... It's just always awful. Like, it's never fun. And then, like, I have to act like I'm interested in what your significant other does and talk to them about that for a little while when I'm really not even friends with them. I'm friends with you.
Like, you don't care.
Yeah, like, great. I'm talk to you once a year, and it's at this holiday party that I don't want to go
to. What do you do again?
I don't know. I mean, am I the only one that feels that way?
No, I think a lot of people feel that way, but I also think a lot of people enjoy holiday parties. Like me, I definitely enjoy holiday parties. I just think it's fun. I love being festive and like the Christmassy theme.
That's what I was
going to
ask. Is it the festivity of it?
It is. It's the extra decorations. Ugh. It's all of the lights everywhere.
I wish you could hear my eye roll on the audio forms of this podcast.
You're so mean. I like it though. Because companies, they don't have a lot. I mean, some companies, a lot of them that I've worked for anyway, don't have too many like get-togethers or like parties or like happy hours and stuff. It is like the holiday party. And that's just because we're in the holiday season that they even throw the holiday party. Outside of that, they don't do much.
I think it's nice for companies to do things for their employees. And if their employees enjoy the holidays and want to see a freaking stuffed reindeer when they walk in under a tinsely garland, then I guess fine.
Uh-huh.
But it's just... Like, I go through this a lot because there's a lot of things I don't like that are very like normal, customary things. And I get yelled at all the time whenever I make a new friend, whenever I start dating a girl, whenever I get a new job somewhere. I have to listen to people yell at me about the fact that I don't like contrived things. And like a holiday party is the quintessential contrived amount of fun. Like, ooh, let's see if we can manufacture fun with everybody hanging out together. It's just like puke. Oh, it makes me want to throw up everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And like, I don't know.
I don't know. You can do like a raffle is fun.
See,
because
that's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, ooh, we'll have a fun raffle, and then we'll, and I'm like, I know people take joy out of it, so I try
and
not
you
to
win
just,
prizes. Who doesn't like winning prizes?
I try not to shit on it too hard, because if it makes you happy, I don't think you should apologize for that.
Yeah.
I just also feel like you shouldn't make me take part in it.
That you don't have to go to the holiday party.
Well, so that's part of why this is my me, is we are having, it's not really a holiday party. Uh-huh. It's like a holiday luncheon.
Yeah.
Like they're getting lunch and bringing it in. And I think they're doing some of that stupid bullshit that we were talking about.
Raffle stuff off.
Do a raffle and oh my God, you can win a hot chocolate with a peppermint fucking stirrer. It's just stupid. It's stupid. It is so stupid. So I didn't reply. And my boss, who I love, and she is a ton of fun, but is exactly that kind of person,
yeah,
is like, you are going to that. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
You're not going to go?
Why? I just told you how much I hated it.
And they're bringing it to you. You don't even have to go anywhere. They're doing a luncheon.
Do you really want me to be that big of a Scrooge? Do you want me to be the guy who's there, the Debbie Downer, like...
I mean, but you don't have to be that way.
Doesn't bring me any joy.
Fine.
That's the thing. That's what I try to get across to people. Just because what brings you joy doesn't bring me joy doesn't mean that I'm like not okay with it. Yeah, like go have fun. People enjoy decorating. That makes them happy.
Yeah.
Great. Go decorate. Don't get mad when you come over to my house and it's not decorated.
Do you not have a Christmas tree or anything?
Oh God,
up?
No. I don't have a single Christmas decoration.
Oh my God!
Why would I?
Did you see my front yard?
I did.
I revved up the decorations this year because the boy's mom is coming. We gotta do it up.
No, but did you feel like you had to do it, or did you do it because it made you happy?
Both.
Okay, great. Then perfect. Then have a dandy old time. I hope you have a gay old time putting together your holiday festivity. I don't want it. Because listen.
So you're going to go there and you're going to be the Scrooge? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Let me not go. But like, why would you force me to go if I don't want to go there?
That would be funny though. Because like that's a holiday thing. That's part of... Everyone knows who Scrooge is. You could just show up in a big, like, black coat with a top hat and, like, a pipe and just be grumpy in the corner.
I don't even smoke weed. Is there weed in the pipe?
Optional.
Can I get super fucking high before I go in there?
Optional. I don't know how cool your work people are, so.
And that's the thing. Like, there are plenty of them that I would love to hang out with outside of work. I've got no issue with hanging out with work people, which is funny because some people, like, that's the main thing that they're upset about when it comes to holiday parties.
Oh.
I don't care. Like, I would hang out with work people outside of work. Yeah. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
You and I did it. Like,
yeah.
But like, oh man, like the force, like everybody sit around the table and grab a plate and we'll get the raffle going. Like,
oh my God.
Makes me want to puke on the fucking conference table.
Bah humbug.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. All right. That was my complaint.
Wow.
I've been attacked like 3 different ways for that over the past week.
It's a lot.
Oh, which by the way, sorry we missed last week. Mama Dubs was in town and it just didn't happen. It didn't materialize.
That's okay. Your mama was here. You had to go hang out with her.
Sorry, Yeti fam. We apologize. okay, what's yours? Normally we start with Nina's complaint, but we'll do it second this time because I just had to yell about holiday parties. Go ahead, Nina. What you got?
Okay, so my complaint is about my dog, Bowie.
Oh, no.
Bowie.
Wait, didn't you just do like a whole introduction episode?
Yes.
of the Nina Blanco podcast about him.
Yeah, I literally released it earlier today, and it was this. It wasn't supposed to be a complaint podcast, but it ended up being a complaint podcast because Bowie has been causing.
Him? I thought you were like introducing him to everybody.
I was trying to, but along with that, he's been an asshole, and I had to talk about it. He like murdered animals and stuff. I had to talk about it.
I think we talked about that a little bit on here, didn't we?
I can't remember. No, I think just like separately.
Okay, so give a real quick recap.
Oh my gosh. Okay, a recap.
Quick recap, Nina. I know how you are.
That's true. Okay, so the first time that Bowie was interacting with other dogs and other animals, because he was sick when we first got him, was at the boy's cousin's house, who she has two dogs. They got into an immediate dog fight. No bueno. So Bowie was put away. The next day, he was in their backyard, just like with Bonzo running around, poo pee, whatever you got to do, ate one of her ducks. She has had eight ducks and ate one of them. Like, took a chunk out of the duck and ate it.
Pet duck.
A pet duck.
Not just like, a duck that happened to be in the area.
Like, you have chickens and you collect the chicken eggs and you have a chicken coop in your backyard. Yeah. Same thing, but she has ducks and ate one of her ducks and made her cry. And her kids are like asking questions, had a whole burial for it.
Oh,
I'm like,
you stayed for a burial? Yes.
Full details on the Nina Blanco podcast episode. So,
all right, which episode is that?
It is episode three of season two.
If you want the update on that. All right, so what did he do this time?
So this time,
anyway, this dog is like sweet as.
He's chill. He's just laying on the floor.
Literally laying right next to me on the floor, just hanging out, doing nothing.
He just wants
lovin's.
He wants pets. When he's at home and when I'm at home with him, he's great. But when we leave the house, he's awful. And then when we leave outside of the house with him, he's terrible. But we left the house and we're trying to figure out what to do with him because he keeps tearing apart his crate. He's like pulling the metal in his crate. I'm like, A, you're going to break your teeth. That's not good. You're going to hurt yourself. And then also like stabby stab with this metal sticking out and you can't be breaking our metal crate. That thing's expensive. Boy, what you think you're doing? So we're like, I don't know what to do. Trying to figure it out. So we decided, okay, maybe we'll just leave him out of the crate.
Oh boy.
And we'll just try to Bowie proof the house.
Oh boy.
And we've done this before, and he tore up the garbage, so we, like, fixed that problem. And we did. We went around, and we, like, Bowie-proofed the house, make sure nothing was in reach, food, garbage was closed. I put the recycling bin outside, the whole thing. And then we come back home. We were gone for, like, an hour. We went shopping. We went grocery shopping. We were gone for, like, an hour. Came back home. The boy and I, and we get inside and we see the dogs and they're all good. And so we're kind of like looking around and we're seeing what he was doing. And we saw some like papers on the floor. Like he was searching for food after we left. Cause he's kind of a crackhead for food. Like it is what it is.
And just call him a crackhead.
I did.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So, we're looking around and we're like, wow, I think he was okay. Like you could tell he was kind of sniffing and stuff, but I think it was okay. Then we go into the back room and there was one thing that we missed that we didn't even think about. We have this cookie jar up on a shelf.
Oh boy.
And we keep like candy and chocolates in there.
Oh boy.
And he ate the whole thing.
Oh boy.
And I had just like restocked it.
Okay, so like are we talking about emergency trip to the vet here or what? Like,
so I was like, oh shit, what do we do? Because like chocolate's poisonous for dogs. He just ate a lot of chocolate. And on top of that, there wasn't a single wrapper on the floor. He ate the plastic wrapper.
That actually might be better, to be honest.
He ate the aluminum wrapper.
Might be better, to be honest.
And his chocolates. And I'm like, oh my God.
Maybe he just poops out like a whole candy bar all wrapped up and everything. And it doesn't even ingest any of the chocolate.
So I'm like, shit, what do we do? I'm like, do we go to the emergency vet? This was on a Sunday. And this was after I recorded that Bowie podcast that I put out. So I didn't even tell this story on the podcast.
Oh boy.
So I'm like, oh shit, like he's gonna die. What do we do? And I'm like looking up on Google. They're talking about seizures and stuff. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, what do we do? And they're like, let's just monitor him. So we're just monitoring him all day, and he's acting totally fine. And then, especially during the danger hour, it's like 6 to 8 hours after he ate the candy.
Yeah.
And that's the danger zone. And we're watching him, and he was
danger zone.
Yeah, this is what they called it on the internet. I don't know. And he was acting totally fine, and he was okay. And we were just keeping a really close eye on him in case we had to take him to the emergency vet. And so I was like, okay, he's doing all right. It looks like we're probably all right. And we go to bed. I grabbed like an extra like dog bath towel in case he had like explosive diarrhea in the middle of the night.
Oh God, we could have left the vermin out, but go ahead.
And luckily nothing. So then the next morning I'm like, okay, I have to make sure that he's pooping, because it can cause blockage in his intestines, and then that's not good. So I like tracked him down and made sure he was pooping, and he was. And guess what was in his poop?
Was it a full candy bar? Tell me it was a full candy bar.
Pretty much. I have pictures. If you want to see.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I took pictures because I sent them to the boy at work.
Do you want to see pictures of my dog's poop?
Do you?
No, I don't want to know. Why would I want to see that?
But you could see whole literal candy wrappers, aluminum foil candy wrappers.
But that's what I'm saying. He probably didn't get sick because he didn't ingest any of the chocolate. Like, it was all just wrapped up, and he was just like, arf, 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 arf.
Literally, that thought kind of came to mind, too. So I was like, maybe he saved himself.
He saved himself by pooping out entire candy bars.
Man, so now I'm mad at him. Well, I'm glad he's okay. First of all, he's okay.
He's kind of looking at you like, what you saying about me?
He knows his name, so he knows when I'm talking about him. But I'm mad at him because of like putting himself in danger, and it was almost an emergency situation, and I'm so glad that he was lucky and everything was fine. But now, that being said, I'm mad at him because now I can no longer have an emergency candy stash in my usual spot.
Yes, you can.
I have to put it like...
How about just train your dog?
I'm trying!
I mean, you know.
I really am. This motherfucker right here, he's difficult. I love you, Bowie.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, bitch.
Yeah, he is not happy with you right now. I'm going to glom on to your complaint too. There's a new dog who is upstairs from me right now.
Yeah.
And when you said ripping apart the crate, it like touched a nerve for Dubs.
Are you hearing that dog do the same thing?
From 6:58 in the morning when whoever that is walks out of their house for hours at a time, barking, howling, and that you can hear them scratching and biting at the
cage
trying to get out.
And
it's like, how long do I wait before I go up there and say the same thing I just said to you? Train your dog.
I'm trying, man.
Because you don't want to be that person. And no. I love dogs, and like I
know, and I've never had a dog that was like this. He's pretty, it's bad. Like Bonzo was bad, like, because
you gotta like play some music for the thing. Or
I put do.
On the not you. I'm saying the person above me.
Yeah.
You gotta put on some music for the thing, or put on the TV, or feed it some CBD or some shit, because it's gotta chill the fuck out.
I love it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
and I love dogs too. I so don't want to be that person, but oof.
Yeah.
All right. You, me, and we. So now we complain about something, and I am going to adjust this a little bit while still talking about the same story.
Okay.
Let's we about inner office relationships. Because we have, well, let's start with the story. Good morning, America. Oh, look, he came up to you now.
Aww,
Bowie came up to you now.
You can see him in the camera.
He's like, am I okay?
Baby,
are we
all
right? Are we all right?
You're okay. Okay. Now we got them all riled up. Yeah, they got attention. Now they're like,
God, lay them down. Cool it on.
Okay. Right.
Good Morning America
mm-hmm.
has two people who work together in hour and three of their show and apparently have been sleeping together. Now, I thought that this was like an affair. Mm-hmm. But you're saying no. You're saying that it's just like an a workplace relationship.
Yeah, it's just a workplace romance. There wasn't like they weren't married or anything before. There was some.
We're trying to do a podcast
here. Right? Can you shut up?
You want to take it easy over there?
There was some confusion because the guy in this case, TJ Holmes, he had a previous affair a few years ago, and he cheated on his ex-wife, and he was working for Good Morning America in some type of way. And so people were like, oh, wait, was he cheating on his wife? Because, yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But no, because he already did that years ago, and they broke up, and so he was a single dude. And so there was no, like, affair. No one was dating anyone else. It's just these two were coworkers, and they started dating. And then GMA3, as soon as word got out that, yeah, they're in a whole full-blown relationship, the executives at Good Morning America, they took them off the air. For now. Or? I don't know. They haven't made it permanent. They haven't made it official. But they're off the air this week.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about workplace relationships? And I will warn you that I have workplace relationships at the jobs that I work at now, and I've had ones at the jobs I've worked at before. So I'm not talking about you people specifically.
Yeah. So you know,
calm down, but go ahead. What do you think about workplace relationships?
I think they're okay. For the most part.
Yeah.
I think that things can definitely get messy, but that's just people being irresponsible in their workplace with their relationship.
Yeah.
But I think workplace relationships, I think it's fine. I think that if you want to date a coworker, then you date a coworker.
See, I guess I don't have a problem with dating a coworker. I really don't. As long as you guys have good enough communication that it doesn't, whatever happens doesn't bleed into the office, whether it's super lovey-dovey and really annoying, or a fight that you have, like when you walk through that door, it's game face, like it's work time. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And as long as that happens, it's fine. I find that the couples that I've been around, the ones that are married, actually do better with it. Because they aren't afraid to have it out at home, right? You get married to somebody, like, you better be able to be like, hey, shut the fuck up.
Right.
So it turns out that, like, when they're at the office, they're fine.
Yeah.
And so I haven't really had any problems with it. But we work in such a different industry because radio is, if you guys don't know, if you're podcast listeners or you do something else, radio is incestuous. Like, everybody dates everybody else. And it just kind of, like, all the same people. Like, if you work in radio, you work in radio your whole life. So you go from one building to another, and then you've got three exes at three different buildings.
Right,
and, like,
it's
a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're more used to it than, like, a regular workplace. Mm-hmm. Have you had any friends or family have problems with that kind of thing?
Not that I can think of, like, in terms of having problems with anything. No. I think that anyone that I've known who's had, like, a workplace romance, it's been fine. It's ultimately been okay. But again, you can either make it messy or it'll be totally fine and it can work out. Because it's just up to the individual, whoever you are in that relationship.
So now, this is the other side of it, right? Like, the pendulum swings both ways for me. I always want things to just be, like, normal and down the middle. But now, if they put these two back on the air and they are in a relationship, you know you're going to get some dumb, cutesy, like, dating advice with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. You know, weekend trips with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by, like, Martha's Vineyard. Great. Super. Puke.
In our industry, that's bound to happen for sure. But I feel like in most places,
am I the only one that rolls my eyes at that though? I don't know.
Relationship advice was huge in radio once upon a time. I mean, still sometimes.
But I guess I'm just kind of like getting at, like, I don't know. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce got together and it didn't bother me because they didn't, like, rub it in everybody's face. And then all of a sudden they put out a song about it.
It was bound to happen, though.
It was like, okay, we get it. You guys are rich and amazing, other people made them do that. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I hate it, is because it's contrived. Like, it's exactly what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was just kind of like, you could have just, like, been the power couple, and we could have just been fine. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, but why not be the power couple and make money off of your relationship?
Were either of them hurting for cash at the time?
Why not make more money off of that relationship?
I don't know. I mean, you protect your relationship.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, but the boy asked me to.
Yeah, no, and I get that. And I'm not back. I'm saying, like, it's very easy for somebody to do.
Yeah.
Like, you can still talk about relationships
without being gross about it.
Yeah, without being like, I want to fuck you when I'm drunk.
Oh my god. Damn.
I mean, that's literally what the song is.
I mean, right? That wasn't even their first song, though.
Crazy in Love, I know.
Dang, boy. So you jump straight to it. All right.
That's kind of my point, right? Like, it's just, I have to eat this all the time and I can do without it.
Man.
All right. Unless you have something else.
No, I mean, I just think it's dumb that GMA execs like booted them for this week. I don't know if it's a permanent decision. I don't think that they've released that information yet. I don't think it is permanent, but
I just feel like it was the PC thing that they had to do.
But their ratings went up. And if people want to see it, and like they weren't doing anything inappropriate on air is the thing.
People want to see a train wreck always.
But there that's the point though, is like, I think it was wrong on GMA because they weren't doing anything. They weren't being flirty on air. No one knew that they were dating. It was because paparazzi caught them out on the streets, like working out together and holding hands and stuff. It had nothing to do with their performance on air and their jobs at GMA. They were keeping it separate and then it got out. And because of that is the only reason why they're off the air, which I think is dumb.
Well, hopefully they can be responsible about it and GMA kind of comes to their senses a little bit.
We'll see.
All right, we don't like to complain the entire time, so we painstakingly, as much as we can, find good news to talk about. I'm just kidding. There's plenty of good news in the world. Everything's fine. So I found this thing. I actually think this is super cool. See, this is the problem is, like, nerd me gets to look up good stuff.
Yeah.
And so I come up with nerd good stuff, and you're like, okay. There's a Dutch car company called Lightyear, that has built a solar-powered car.
Cool!
It is in commercial production. Lightyear claims that the model can go up to 40 miles of free range per day on sun alone.
Wow.
And that with an overnight charge, it can go another 186 miles. So that's, you know, over 200 miles that you could travel in a day with just electricity, which electricity isn't quite as good as solar, but getting 40 miles out of solar, like, that's enough for me to go back and forth to work.
Yeah.
You know, so
the smaller commutes for sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet though. I like that. I thought
that was super cool. It's one of those things you always think to yourself, well, like, yeah, the sun beats down on my car all the fucking time. Why don't we do that?
Wearing down my leather, discoloring all my shit.
Somebody sounds like they've got a little bit of a personal vendetta there.
I'm just saying, I had to buy a cover for my steering wheel because it's starting to wear from the sun. It's true though.
You just got that car.
I know.
What are you doing?
The steering wheel's like, it's in the sun all day. There's nowhere else I can put it.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't have a garage. Shit.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
Listen, high maintenance over there.
Where? What are you talking about?
Do you have a leather steering wheel?
Most cars are leather steering wheels.
No, most of them are plastic.
Well, I got the souped up version because I thought I deserved a nice car for once in my life.
Are you complaining that the sun is fading your leather steering wheel?
So the solar car is really cool, actually. So...
No, the best part was you were like, why?
Man.
Okay. And then complain about a garage you don't have to park it in. Okay.
Wow.
And then finally, we like to do our whack ass of the week,
Dubs,
which Nina would like to nominate me for. But She has already picked one, and I'm going to make her stick to the one she already picked.
Yeah.
Nina, who is our whack ass of the week?
Annoying billionaires.
Oh, God, yes.
We're going to start with Jeff Bezos because he is in the hot seat right now. Just let go. I saw two different numbers on Twitter. I'm not sure it was either 10,000 employees or 20,000 employees. Either way, too many employees for how much money that motherfucker has. But he laid off a whole bunch of people in the last day or two, and we're in December. I mean, I don't laying off people right before the holidays, I think it's really cruel. I just feel like it's really cruel, and why he has the money for it, but I don't know, whatever. But he fired the wrong people. He pissed someone off. They got wind of it before they were let go, or they called in a favor with someone who's still working there, because all of a sudden today Amazon went down. It's been down all day. It is Christmas time. It's their busiest season for last minute orders, and their website is fully down. It's been down all day today for hours.
Would you rather be fired before the holiday so you knew you didn't have money coming in and you didn't maybe spend as much over the holiday, or immediately after the holiday when you've got all the credit card bills coming?
I'm going to say after the holiday, because also if you are looking for a new job, trying to find a job in the month of December and November for that matter, it's tough because people are in holiday mode and they don't really want to do all the work to do new hiring and everything like that. They're just going to push it and wait till the new year anyway.
Yeah.
So if you are going to be fired, I would say after the holidays, because it's maybe slightly easier to get a job.
Yeah. Elon Musk just did this with Twitter too, which is why we were saying billionaires.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, these guys, I feel like they get too full of themselves.
Oh my God. Elon Musk is on another level right now.
He is on a tear. Ew. And like, everything he puts out is so snarky and like, oh dude, you just fired a whole bunch of people. And even if you didn't agree with their work ethic or the product they put out or what they did or how they did it, like, to get on Twitter and be snarky and then have the people that just got fired sit at home and have to read that.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Have you ever looked at your ex's social media feed right after you got dumped? Ain't fun. Ain't fun.
Right.
I got dumped once, and Riding Solo was a popular song at the time. And of course, that was like the first thing that went on her page. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go just drink until I don't feel feelings anymore.
Never mind. Man.
So I don't know. Like, I just, with these billionaires, man, like, if you want to run the business how you want to run the business, that's fine. But I just, like, they lose all touch with reality, with like regular people. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
And like, Jeff Bezos is not thinking about money for the holidays, but how does he not know that the people that work for him are thinking about money for the holidays? You
it's
know,
gotta literally be because he forgot. And like, it's just people, they end up being so out of touch and heartless. And it's like, do you mean to be that way? Did all this power and money truly get to your head where now you're this absolute terrible person? Or did it get to your head where you literally don't even realize what a shitty person you're being?
Oh, man.
And like, not to give them sympathy or anything like that, obviously. No, no, no. I mean, but like, maybe they're literally not thinking about it, which is kind of fucked.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it must be nice.
Right.
Right. Like,
I wish I could be
I forget one day.
Right? Oh my God. Like, I wish I could be so rich and I'd be a terrible person.
Isn't that America? I feel like that's the American dream.
America.
We'll leave it there. The American dream, being so rich or shitty to other people. All right. She is the incomparable Nina Blanco, hoping to one day be so rich she's shitty to other people.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
Okay, you gonna announce me?
Oh, and then that's Dubs, where he hates Christmas and he's already the Grinch and he's Mr. Scrooge, so he might as well have the money to go with it.
That's good. Find her at the Nina Blanco on all the socials.
And you can find him at Dubs the Third on all the socials.
And thank you for listening to
Yeti!